I'm pretty surprised, man, because Ron Dane and Tatum Bell are some great running backs, and this is a great organization. So just to have the opportunity, I haven't really proven myself, so I still consider it opportunity. It's just, I really appreciate the coaching staff and the players for giving me this opportunity.
There's still plenty of time. I mean, there's still, it's just the beginning.
Oh, definitely.
But I mean, still, I mean, going, I asked you the other day, and you said you were taking 13 reps.
Yeah.
I mean, your head just must be today.
Oh, yeah. It was spinning yesterday when he told me. But like I said, a lot of people in the situation will get complacent, but or like I said earlier, Ron Dane and Tatum are great backs, so they're going to be pushing and pushing. So I got to keep pushing and pushing, and ultimately, it's going to be good for the team's success.
Mike, I know you have confidence, but is there any way you could have expected this after about 10 days of camp?
Never, never, never. This is definitely a dream come true. And Coach Shanahan is a great coach, and I respect his decision. But I still got to go out there in these preseason games and show what I can do, because I haven't played a game yet. And Tatum and Ron Dane, they played, and they've done great things. So for him to give me an opportunity to be the starter on a great organization like this is just a blessing.
How'd you find out?
He called me in his office yesterday, and he told me, and it was. I was real nervous. I was shaking and thought about. I didn't know what was gonna happen, but I was in the training room, and he told me. The trainer told me I got to go to the office, Coach Shannon's office. So heard all the stories about you got to go see the coach. So I always think of the worst.
What do you have to do to keep it? I mean, obviously, it's one thing to get there, but it's another thing to keep it. I know Bobby was talking to me after practice.
Yeah.
What do you need to do to?
I think ultimately it's going to come down to me picking up my pass protections and blocking, and then ultimately just staying confident. You know what? You got to stay confident. You got to stay hungry. You can't ever come complacent, especially not in the NFL, because the guy behind you and the guy behind him is just as good as you, and they're going to be pushing you. So I just got to stay hungry. Like, I came in here with a chip on my shoulder. I got to continue to have a chip on my shoulder.
You guys always said they evaluated the competition.
Yeah.
You've been on the field looking at your competition.
Yeah.
What's been going on in your mind? As well as these guys, are you playing better than these guys?
See, I haven't even been thinking about it like that. I've been thinking about just learning, you know what I mean? This is just, it was a great learning experience, because Tatum Bell and Ron Dane are great running backs. So I wasn't coming to him with the attitude of starting. I want to make the team. So I was observing and observing them and just trying to gain as much as information as possible. I was pretty much like a sponge back there. And it's paid off, because I feel like I took some things from Tatum, I took things from Ron, and it's been great.
Contrast this to draft weekend.
It's like a totally different feeling. Draft day, I feel like quitting football. This time, I feel like I'm on cloud nine. So this is a great feeling, but I got to stay hungry.
Why do you think you weren't drafted?
So I could be a Bronco, man.
I mean, did you know they really were looking at you hard, even though they didn't draft you?
Yes, because Coach Turner was pretty much the only coach I was talking to on a weekly basis. So I knew they were interested, but I understand they had other needs they had to address. So I wasn't 100% sure they were going to draft me. I was looking more at other teams that were calling and expressing interest. I was just hoping maybe it would be the Broncos. And my agents, Josh and Steve, did a great job getting me here, so can't really complain.
Was your goal just making the roster? I mean,
yeah.
Basically, that was.
I had some goals written down, just a step-by-step roster. I had my number one goal was to eventually get some reps, show what I can do, make the team, and then learn, and then eventually be the starter, because that's everybody's goal, is eventually be the starter. Nobody wants to be backup forever, but it's just a blessing just for it to be happening so fast, especially with two great running backs ahead of me and, like I said, a great organization that was in the AFC Championship last year.
Mike, why do you think you are number one? What did you do in the first week to get to earn that job?
I don't know, man. I was hustling. I was trying to do everything they wanted me to do. I will try to eliminate as many mistakes as possible, not to give them a reason to get in the doghouse. And I just hustled, man. I was just hustling. And I ran hard. I tried to do what they wanted me to do.
As a Bronco fan growing up, you know the history here. I mean, it's not like, you know, first-round picks are always the ones that make it. So did that kind of give you some hope?
Definitely. That was another reason why I picked them, because I know that Coach Shanahan and the rest of the coach staff is fair. They don't look at draft status. They look at skill level, and they're going to give everybody equal opportunity. You know what I mean? So I really respect this organization for that, and I really just respect everybody.
It's going to take the wake-up smile off today.